Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
It is time for Confessions of a Parent. Now, I'm a parent 7 weeks in. I don't think I've done anything terrible yet. I mean, sure, there's little things that I may have stuffed up. Dropping the nappy and it going everywhere. Just little things like that, but nothing insane. But I want to hear from you, okay? What's your parenting mistake? What did you do? I will say, I've almost a lot of times walked into a room and almost bumped his head up against the door frame. I've never done it, but so many times I've been like, ooh, that was close. Ooh, that was close. So, okay, yeah, I guess I could say that's my parenting mistake so far. But like I say, only 7 weeks in. Now, there's a mum that's confessed that she's got her son's birthday wrong for 2 years now. So she's been celebrating on the wrong day. They've been blowing up the candles, having a great time. And then one of her children, the one that she got the birthday wrong, they had to go to the hospital. And so over in America, obviously you got to pay for all the hospital visits and it cost an absolute fortune. So she went through her insurance company and was paying it. And the insurance company said, hey, look, we can't pay out because the birthdays don't align. And she's like, what are you talking about? And they're saying, everything that you've given us says that his birthday is on the 25th, but you claim it's on the 26th. And she goes, I think I know my son. His birthday is on the 26th and I'll prove it to you. And so over the course of a couple of weeks, she was trying to prove it. Then she realized, no, she was wrong. She had his birthday wrong. And so they celebrated for 2 years on the wrong day. She feels so bad. And now the son's got to relearn his birthday because he's not that old. So basically, a bit of a parenting mistake. And I want to hear from you. Have you done something similar? What was your little parenting mistake? And share it with the world because it makes us feel better about ourselves. Obviously, parenting, it is hard. I mean, like I say, only 7 weeks in. And already I'm like, whew, I need a breather. So anything to make us feel, normal when we make mistakes is a good thing. So I want to hear from you. What's your parenting mistake? If you've got one and you're willing to share to help us all out, send us a text, 0429-985-985. I would say every single one of us will have one. Jessica says, I got flustered one day when someone said I had a handsome baby boy. And he asked his name. I said, Ron. Her name is Harper. I don't know what I was thinking. Kathy says, I spelt my own name wrong on my child's birth certificate. A little bit embarrassing. Annie got in touch. My dad introduced me at a wedding as Alan. My name is Annie. I'm 19 years old. So good. Sometimes, you know, you slip up. It happens to the best of us. One day my mum, older sister and I were at the park and my mum was frantically looking around trying to find me. She started calling out, Kylie, where is Jessie? Where is she? And my sister just pointed at my mum. I was on her hip the whole time. So good. It's like when you lose your glasses, you're like, where is it? Where is it? They're on your head. Another one here. Hi, I'm Angie. I dropped my daughter off at school on a public holiday. The school gates were open, so I had no idea until the school called me, asking me to pick her up. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Another one here from Sophie. Someone once asked me how many kids I had. In front of all my kids, I confidently said 4. I have 5. Oh, man. Hopefully the youngest one didn't know. Hopefully they were so young, they were oblivious. Another one here, Chad. I once took my daughter's car keys off her because I didn't think she could reverse down the driveway. Long story short, I hit the letterbox. Very embarrassing. As the dad, no, all confidence completely gone. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 985.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.